Opposition parties in the Dáil have withdrawn from the business committee in protest over the Justice Minister's refusal to take part in a full answer and question session on the appointment of Seamus Wolfe to the Supreme Court. Mr Wolfe, who was Attorney General in the last Fine Gael government, had his name approved by Cabinet in July. It has since emerged that three actual judges were interested in the job. The opposition wanted Minister Helen McEntee to come into the Dáil, make a statement and answer all questions in an open-ended format. However, she has said she will only answer questions during her allotted parliamentary question time slot, which requires questions to be submitted up to 4 days in advance. The business committee organises the Dáil's daily and weekly schedules. Well, we are joined now by Padraig McLaughlin, Sinn Féin's chief whip, and we'll be talking in a moment to the deputy whip of Fine Gael, Brendan Griffin. Both men sit on the committee. Padraig McLaughlin, why withdraw from this? What's the point of that?
For 2 weeks now, the collective opposition have appealed to the government to ensure that, with the long-established practice for matters of serious public concern, that the minister would come before the Dáil, make a statement and take questions and answers. For example, in recent months, we've had the Minister for Education on the issue of the leave insert difficulties, the Minister for Agriculture, the Tánaiste, have all been in to make a statement, take questions and answers. We believe that this is setting a very dangerous precedent if we accept that the minister can come in. And just for a moment to say how serious this is about the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, the court that interprets our people's constitution, that protects the people in terms of bad legislation. And we're talking about concerns, profound concerns, about how a person was appointed to that, the process that led to that. We need a statement and we need questions and answers.
But what's wrong with the format that she's proposing? She says she's not shying away from answering questions. She is going to do as you ask. She is going to answer questions.
The long-established practice where there's a matter of serious public concern is for the minister to make a statement. If they've nothing to be afraid of, that if they've done nothing wrong, come in and make a statement and take questions and answers, have proper scrutiny of the issue on behalf of the people. And we've appealed for this for 2 weeks. So yesterday, all seven opposition parties and groups, the whips, came together and we said, if we accept this, this will be a very dangerous precedent. So the action that we've agreed is to withdraw with immediate effect from the business committee and to again appeal to the government to do the right thing.
Is that on a temporary basis? Because the business committee, I think, was established during the last government, during confidence and supply. The government has an overwhelming majority now. The business committee, is it needed any longer anyway?
Well, the business committee was a product of the confidence and supply of the last government, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. It was about new politics. It was about Dáil reform, political reform, about trying to have a parliament that works on behalf of the people. That's where the idea came from. But if you look at this current majority government, they have come in with their schedule every week. And if they don't get their way, fair enough, we'll vote you down on Tuesday and put the schedule through anyway. So that's been the approach. But in terms of this issue, this is way more serious, because if we in the opposition accept this dangerous precedent, then where does it stop? I mean, will it be the case every time they've got a difficult issue for their minister that they don't bring the minister before the Dáil, that they curtail the way the questions can be asked? This is really dangerous for our democracy.
Okay, thank you very much, Padraig McLaughlin there of Sinn Féin. Well, Fine Gael's Brendan Griffin is also on the business committee and he joins us now. What do you say to that, Brendan Griffin? This is a dangerous precedent that is being set by government, curtailing a minister's accountability to the Dáil.
Good morning, Audrey, and good morning to everyone listening. It's not a dangerous precedent. The minister has offered to come in to the House and to give a full account and to answer questions through the long-established system of oral questions to ministers. And actually, the minister has offered to bring forward her questions to next week, and the opposition have blocked it, and they won't allow that, which is something I find incredible. And also, as well, it's important to point out that the Ceann Comhairle has made it clear to the House that it is in order to discuss the process of selection, provided we do not stray into the area of personal suitability that would reflect on any individual that has been selected. He said that on the 17th of November, and in the moments after that, TD after TD from the opposition benches went on to absolutely disregard those guidelines and to absolutely stray into the area of personal suitability. That's why the
Minister... Well, I'm not sure that's fair, Deputy Griffin. I mean,
if you check the transcripts, Audrey, you'll see it very, very quickly, because I've gone through them.
No one questioned Seamus Wolfe's suitability for the role. That is not what is being questioned. It is the process by which only his name went to Cabinet. They want answers on that. Don't you want answers on that?
I'd invite you to look, and anybody listening, to look at those transcripts. The Minister has answered questions in relation to the process. I am absolutely confident that the Minister followed the correct process. But in relation to the Business Committee, can I just say that, you know, the government has been prepared, even though it was a product of the previous minority government, we were still prepared to participate, and we have been participating all along in the Business Committee to try to facilitate consensus where possible. The opposition are constantly looking for absolutely everything, and when they don't get everything their own way, they bring it to the floor and force votes, displacing Dáil business. Look at the record. There's been votes called on the order of business every day now for months, and this is resulting in huge problems for the Oireachtas. It's keeping staff here until the early hours.
But on the issue, on the specific issue, Brendan Griffin, of the accountability of a minister to the Dáil on the appointment of a judge to the highest court in the country, don't you want to know why the candidates who applied and who showed an interest were not discussed with the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste and Eamon Ryan before a decision was reached?
Can I say to you, Audrey, ministers in this government have never been as accountable to Dáil Éireann ever before in the history of the state. If you look at the opportunities that opposition have to ask questions of ministers every week, they have the lion's share of speaking time. They have 4.5 hours of ministerial questions every week. There's 2.5 hours of topical issues, 12 each day, or four each day.
That's not what I asked you, Deputy Griffin. You've made that point repeatedly. Do you not want to know the answer to the question that I asked you?
Another point, and there are ample opportunities for the opposition to do that. They're not taking up their opportunities. They want to drag this on and make a circus out of it. That's what they do. This is a witch hunt, as far as I'm concerned.
Do you not want to know the answer to that question, Deputy Griffin?
And the Minister has said that she's happy to answer questions. She has even offered to bring forward her speaking slot, and yet the opposition didn't want that because they want to drag this on. They want to make a circus out of this.
All right.
And if they genuinely wanted to answer questions and want to get those questions answered, there were 86 topical issues submitted since last Tuesday morning. One deputy submitted a question on this matter.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed, Brendan Griffin, Deputy Whip of Fine Gael.